Sometimes your biggest weaknesses can become your biggest strength. Let's understand the above message by an example of a 10-year-old boy who has lost his left arm in a car accident and still wanted to make his career in the field of judo. So the one day, the boy and his father went to many training centers to get the admission in the Institute of Judo Training and Development. But after, no one believed that the boy with only one arm can play judo. Yes, no one believed it. After some period, the boy's father found an old sensei who decided to train that boy and was very excited to accept the challenge to train a student who has lost his left arm in an accident. After 1 month, the boy was doing well, but still surprised that why his master is not teaching him any other moves. After completion of 3 months, he asked his master to teach him a new move as he got tired of practicing the same old move again and again. Master got furious and told him that he is still not perfect and punished him to practice the same move for more than 5,000 times more. The boy kept the belief in the master and practiced the same move again and again. Several months later, the sensei took the boy to his first tournament. Surprising himself, the boy easily won his first two matches, and the third match proved to be more difficult. But after some time, his opponent became impatient and charged, and the boy deftly used his one move to win the match. Still amazed by his success, the boy was now in the finals. Yes, the boy who has not been accepted to train as a judo trainer has been accepted as a was in the finals. This time, the opponent was bigger, stronger, and more experienced. For a while, the boy appeared to be the overmatched. Concerned that the boy might be get hurt, and the referee called a timeout. He was about to stop the match when the sensei intervened. The sensei insisted, "No, let him continue." What? Let him continue. Soon after the match resumed, his opponent made a critical mistake. He dropped his guard. Instantly, the boy used his move to pin him, and the boy had won the match and the tournament, and he was the champion. On the way towards the home, the boy and sensei reviewed each and every move in each and every match. Then the boy summoned up the courage to ask out what was really going in his mind. So he asked his sensei that, "Sensei, how did I win the tournament with only and only one move?" The sensei answered very silently that, "You have won the tournament for only two reasons. The very first reason is you have almost mastered one of the most difficult throws in the judo. And second was the only known defense for that move is for your opponent to grab your left arm. And here we can see that the boy's biggest weakness, that was not having the left arm, proved him to become his biggest strength and learn the most difficult move, the throw of judo. So the moral of the story is, a person is more effective when he practices one thing for 10,000 times rather than focusing on 10,000 things for one time. Thank you.